two climbers have been killed in an avalanche in Denali National Park. The Park Service reports that 33-year-old Jiro Kurihara of Canmore, Alberta, and 28-year-old Junya Shirioshi of Sapporo, Japan, were found dead in avalanche debris near the base of Mount Francis, a 10,400-foot peak near Mount McKinley. National Park spokeswoman Maureen McLaughlin says the men were experienced climbers with plans to attempt a previously unscaled route.
From what we understand, they had intended to climb a new route on the west face of Mount Francis on, it was May 21st, and they did not return from that climb. After a couple days where they had not returned to their camp, we went and took a look, and it did appear that they had died in an avalanche. Much more than that, we don't know at this time.
The body of one of the climbers was spotted from the air yesterday by rangers aboard a Park Service chartered helicopter. Rangers returned this morning and found the other climber's body and evacuated both of the dead by helicopter from the mountain. McLaughlin says conditions and timing may have played into the deadly avalanche.
Probably saw some snow the day before. On Friday the 20th, there was a bit of a small snowstorm, about 9 inches of snow. These folks started climbing the day after that, which was a warm, pretty sunny day. And again, we're not sure what triggered it, but that west face does have quite a bit of sun exposure in the afternoon.
McLaughlin says the route where the avalanche occurred includes mixed snow, ice, and rock, including 45 to 50 degree slopes. She says Mount Francis is a popular add-on climb for Denali mountaineers because of its close proximity to Mount McKinley, and that the men killed had already climbed the larger peak. There are several technically challenging routes on Mount Francis, which normally sees 10 to 12 attempts per year, mostly via the southwest or east ridge.